तस्यापि कवदेहोऽयम् विपणस्य जिजीविषोः रैत्यम् इच्छतो जीर्ण जरयावाससि इव. Translation. Despite your unwillingness to die and your desire to live, even at the cost of honor and prestige, your miserly body will certainly dwindle and deteriorate like an old garment. Purport. The words Kripanasya Jijivishoho are significant. There are two classes of men. One is called the Kripana and the other is called the Brahman. The Kripana, or the miserly man, has no estimation of his material body. But the Brahmana has a true estimation of himself and the material body. The Kripana, having a long estimation of his material body, wants to enjoy sense gratification with his utmost strength. And even in old age, he wants to become a young man by medical treatment or otherwise. Dhritarashtra is addressed herein as a Kripana because without any estimation of his material body, he wants to live at any cost. Vidura is trying to open his eyes to see that he cannot live more than his term and he must prepare for death. Since death is inevitable, why should he accept such a humiliating position for living? It is better to take the right path even at the risk of death. Human life is meant for finishing all kinds of miseries of material existence, and life should be so regulated that one can achieve the desired goal. Dhritarashtra, due to his wrong conception of life, had already spoiled 80% of his achieved energy. So it behooved him to utilize the remaining days of his miserly life for the ultimate good. Such a life is called miserly because one cannot properly utilize the assets of the human form of life. Only by good luck does such a miserly man meet a self-realized soul like Vidura and by his instruction gets rid of the nescience of material existence. Vedic culture is based on learning, Shastra, especially these three major literatures, Srimad Bhagavatam, Mahabharata, and Ramayana. And common pastime of the Vedic culture is to discuss topics of Shastra, discuss about the different characters who are depicted in Shastra. Not who are depicted in Shastra, whose actual activities are recorded in Shastra. So the most wonderful person, or the most prominent person in Shastra, is Krishna himself, who takes many forms, displays his pastimes, discussing them, Shinu Sukadam Shubadam Bhavasaram, discussing the activities of Krishna in his various incarnations, is very pleasing and very auspicious within this displeasing and inauspicious material world. And discussing all these personalities, Dhritarashtra is also a great personality. He's great, his greatness may not be fully in the right direction, but he's definitely a great personality. He's intimately connected with Krishna's pastimes. So discussing about the character of these devotees, of these different persons, especially Dhritarashtra, Karna also, it's very, very interesting. Yes. They're difficult to actually place them. Dhritarashtra is Is he a good guy or a bad guy in modern politics? Is he on the right side or the wrong side? Well, Karna, he had so many good qualities, but then he was avowedly on the wrong side. Even when he knew, he came to know just before the battle, that actually you should be with the Pandavas, you should be the head of them. Was it a good quality? He said, no, I've already, my friendship is there with Duryodhana. So it's a good quality friendship, but then it's a good quality in the wrong place, placed in the wrong person. So is it good or bad that he supported Duryodhana? All these intricate questions come up. Dhritarashtra, is he good or is he bad? He knows Krishna is the Supreme Lord. He accepts that he has great respect for Krishna. He doesn't have any bad feeling towards Krishna. But at the same time, his full attachment is not for Krishna. He's more attached to Duryodhana, which is his great misfortune, because Duryodhana, the first part of his name is Dur, which means difficult or bad, which is good for a kshatriya to be Duryodhana. It means difficult to fight with. Sometimes it's called Suyodhana, which means he's a good fighter. But he's a difficult personality. So by attachment to Duryodhana, Dhritarashtra, even though advised by Krishna, not only by Krishna, so many from the very beginning, Vidur, what he's coming, Vidur is coming at the end of Dhritarashtra's life and saying, now, I gave you good advice all throughout your life, you avoided it, you didn't take it, you knew, you accepted it was right, but you, due to Hridaya Daurbalya, weakness of heart, he himself admitted, I know what you are saying is right, but due to weakness of heart, due to attachment, I know it's wrong, but I cannot follow your advice. So, he had good advice from Vidura, all the greatest advisors in the universe. Vidura, one Mahajan, Bhishma Dev, another Mahajan, constantly advising him. And he would agree, yes, yes, this is right. What you are saying is correct. I will do as you say. And then Duryodhana would come with Shakuni and Karna and Dushasana and all the gang and turn him around and he'd do the wrong. Again and again. Again and again, he did, knowing what was right, he did the wrong thing. But still, his inclination was towards dharma, towards doing that which is good. In his heart, that inclination was there. But due to bad association, he did the wrong thing. So by discussing all these activities, especially in Mahabharata, it's very complex and intricate. Life is like that. Life is complex and intricate. We find that even those who are dedicated to the right cause, their life becomes very complex and intricate, just due to the very nature of this material world. The Pandavas, they were dedicated to doing the right thing. We shall not, even they wouldn't do, they wouldn't adopt foul means, the wrong means to achieve the right goal. Unless Krishna told them. They were, even at the time of the gambling match, then immediately, especially Bhima, they're immediately ready to crush the Kauravas. Bhima said, just give me permission and I'll immediately just smash this Duryodhana, turn him into powder right on the spot. But Yudhishthira restrained him. No. We have to do what is right. We've given our word. Even though they were being cheated, but still we've given our word. So they were fully dedicated to dharma, which is often translated as righteousness. And all the kshatriyas, so they were dedicated to dharma. They could remain kshatriyas as long as they were dedicated to dharma, to righteousness. when the Kshatriyas simply became Bhogvilasis, just taking up their position just to exploit the citizens, then the Kshatriya race came from all over the world. But as long as they acted Narayanam Chandaraya Dipam, as long as they acted for, we are here in our post by the grace of God and we shall execute it in His service. As long as they thought like that, they remained strong. Because they knew that our strength, of course in Shastra, Niti Shastra, that also advises that the kings, they should keep spies, and Rajaniti, it's not so straightforward like a Brahmin. They have to adopt different means. Politics, it's full of politics. But the basic understanding is that we have to act not for our own self-aggrandizement, not for our own sense gratification, but we're here as servants, to serve the people and to serve the Supreme Lord by helping them to execute their activities in the service of the Lord. Helping by force if necessary. You're not executing your duty, then the Kshatriya's duty is to, by force, to perform your duty. So they understood that it was dharma rakshati rakshitaha, that those who protect dharma, they will be protected by dharma. So they're very much aware of this principle. They hear constantly from the brahmanas. And they had to hear from the brahmanas because life is so complex. Then in any situation, what to do? Because the dharma gives rules of shastra. You should do this, you should do this, you should do that. But often rules of dharma, they conflict with each other. And therefore they have to approach the brahmanas. And the brahmanas will give direction. In this situation, you should do this. They understand what is the ultimate principle, so they can give the, in any situation, if there are two conflicting dharmas, then they can give what is the highest dharma. What should one actually do in this situation? In Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela, we find that Vallabh Bhatta, he was always trying to find some fault in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees. So he came one day to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and said that actually you're all chanting Hare Krishna. This is very wrong. You shouldn't do this. It's against dharma. Because Krishna, he is the Supreme Lord. He's just like, he's Purusha and all the jivas are Prakriti. So it's just like wife and husband. And the rule of dharma is that one should never say the husband's name. So you are doing very wrong, always chanting Hare Krishna. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, that's true, what you say. But there's a higher rule of dharma also, that the wife has to follow the order of the husband. It's not very popular to say this. It is what's said in Krishna. So Krishna, his own injunction in Shastra is that we should always chant his name. We have to follow his dharma, we have to chant his name. So always like this, there's some conflicting. The whole Mahabharata is full of conflicting dharma. What is the right thing to do in any circumstance? What is right and what is wrong? So this can ultimately be understood in terms of what is satisfying to Krishna, who's also, his name is dharma, on his name. His dharma, dharma setu, he is the bridge of dharma. He is the upholder of dharma. And all these worldly dharmas are meant ultimately to help us live in this world so that we can come to the actual standard of dharma, which is to satisfy Krishna. Dharma samashtita pumsam vishvaksena kitasena ha. One may be following dharma very nicely, but if one doesn't have a taste for hearing about Krishna, if one is not interested in serving Krishna, then at best his activities are a waste of time. Usually it's worse than that. Just like Jarasandha, he was strictly following dharma, followed all the rules of dharma, except one, is that he didn't like Krishna. So by not, when he was doing Vishnu, serving Vishnu in the form of Shalagram Srila, but when Lord Vishnu personally came in front of him, he thought, I don't like you. So he followed all the rules except the main rule. So the Kshatriyas, they upheld dharma. And Dhritarashtra, who is also from a great lineage, the same lineage as Pandu, but there was a rift because of Dhritarashtra's partiality, improper partiality to his own sons. So he knew what is right, what is wrong. He knew it wasn't right to be partial to his own sons. But he gave the excuse again and again when he was advised, especially by Vidura. Vidura was his great well-wisher, because throughout his life, Vidura spoke the truth to him. Mostly people, they don't like to hear the truth. Bitter truth. In this material world, the truth is bitter. Actually, the truth is very sweet. Truth is Krishna. Krishna is very sweet. But the facts of this material world are very bitter, because we want to enjoy this material world. And the bitter truth is that there's no enjoyment here, and as much as we try to enjoy, that much we have to suffer. So generally people don't like to hear this. They like to hear the tidings of happiness in this material world. Vidura was a real sadhu because he advised his brother, half-brother, Dhritarashtra, in such a manner that he could actually be benefited. He didn't advise him in a manner in which he could be superficially benefited. That's why Duryodhana never liked Vidura. He was always very insulting to Vidura, saying that he's always acting against our interest. Why do you listen, father? Why do you listen to the advice of Vidura? He's on the side of the enemy. Actually, Vidura wasn't on the side of the enemy, because Vidura didn't see any enemy. He didn't even think of Duryodhana as an enemy. But he was dedicated to the welfare of all. But he saw that, he could understand that the welfare of all lies in following dharma. And with Pandavas, they are the very embodiments of dharma, whereas Duryodhana is the embodiment of vidharma, adharma. Vidharma means anti-dharma, or adharma, non-dharma. Duryodhana is actually a manifestation of the personality of Kali. So it's pretty nasty kind of problem. So Vidura, he wasn't against anyone, even Duryodhana. But Duryodhana saw it like that, because he saw my self-interest is in dominating and enjoying the kingdom. And he saw, these are my friends, Shakuni, Karna, these are my friends, because they also don't like the Pandavas. They're with me. We're all allies. Even among the demons, there's friendship. Self-serving friendship. Kamsa also did the same thing. He made all his friendship, alliance. We're all allied together. Together we shall kill all the supporters of the demigods and enjoy the planet. But of course, if they had succeeded in their endeavor, then they would have fought among themselves. Because the demon, he always wants to, he may make friends with others, but it's self-serving friendship. That we're good friends. Because we have a common enemy. And when there's no common enemy, then we ourselves become enemies. Because the demon is never satisfied. He always wants to see, I am on top. Ishvar aham. I shall be the ruler. Aham bhogi. You don't enjoy. I shall enjoy. This is the attitude of the demon. So Duryodhana, he was thinking that Vidura is acting against our interest. He's an enemy. He's partial. Vidura wasn't partial. Superficially, he was partial towards the Pandavas. But we can see from his instructions here that he's actually the true well-wisher of Dhritarashtra by giving him this advice. Now there's no Duryodhana to give bad advice. At this point, Duryodhana has perished, struck by the club of Bhima. And as Vidura is pointing out to Dhritarashtra, that you're living in this palace at the mercy of Bhima, who has killed all of your sons, except one. All of your sons by Gandhara, and all killed, and you're living at his mercy. This is not proper. This is humiliating. Dhritarashtra, throughout his life, he was in a humiliating situation. Kshatriya. He was very strong, physically very strong. So strong that he wanted to crush Bhima. He had the strength of hundreds of thousands of elephants. But Dhritarashtra, even in his old age, had the strength to crush him. Krishna saved him, as usual. Very physically strong. Mentally not strong. Spiritually not strong. Physically very strong. Kshatriya. Kshatriya Brahma. But was in a humiliating situation because he was blind. A blind person, they always have to be led here and there, taken by the hand and led here and there. And he couldn't take charge of the king, he couldn't be the king. The desire was there to be the king, but he couldn't. So throughout his whole life, he was in a humiliating situation. No one exacerbated that. He didn't insult him. But actually, everyone gave him respect. They used to call him king out of respect. But actually, he wasn't, couldn't be the king. It's the law, Shastra. Blind man cannot be the king, because how can he fight? He has to protect. How can he fight if he's blind? So throughout life he was in a humiliating situation, but Vidura is pointing out that you're in a more humiliating situation. That you're sitting here eating just like a dog. You're so kind to Vidura. He calling you like a dog. So this is not very complimentary in any country of the world. If someone calls you a dog, it's considered an insult. Just like a dog, you're eating the scraps of food left over by Bhima Sen. Specifically mentioned Bhima Sen. And even if you weren't, then just to remain at home all these days, attached to home comforts, when you can't, anyway, you're blind from birth, and now you can't digest properly, and your teeth are falling out, and you can't hear properly, and you're still attached to home. This is pathetic. You come in a good dynasty. You're supposed to dedicate your life for the highest cause, but you're still trying to enjoy sense gratification. You couldn't properly enjoy sense gratification all your life. Now you have no strength. You couldn't see properly anytime. You can't taste properly. You can't digest properly. You can't hear properly. What are you going to enjoy? And you're still trying to enjoy. You're such a fool. He told him directly. This time his words had effect. Throughout his life, Dhritarashtra was hearing these words. There was a remission of 36 years while Vidura was out. And he came back, and the same thing he said. The same thing he'd been saying all his life. That you're simply a fool, you're a creeper, you're a rascal. Why don't you accept what is the proper advice? That he couldn't do too. Karpanya dosho, being a kripana, a miser. He had the karpanya dosh, the fault of miserliness. Miserliness means a very narrow way of seeing, not seeing the broad picture, not seeing that I'm eternal spirit soul, I'm meant for serving Krishna, I'm meant for acting in a manner that is beneficial to myself and others in terms of eternality. But due to miserliness, narrow vision, you can only think in terms of what is beneficial to me now in terms of this body. But Vidura is pointing out, Tava Deho, this body, imagine poking him in his ribs. This body, you attach this body, you know what? It's going to die soon. You're not going to be in that body. Why you attach that body? Smelly body. Why you attach? Don't be a fool. Telling him straightforwardly. Very merciful. People don't like to hear. You should hear. It's going to drop down dead soon. What was the cause of all the battle, so much distress, again and again? Sanjaya also told Dhritarashtra every day of the battle. And Sanjaya was narrating it to Dhritarashtra. Dhritarashtra was saying, oh, now Bhishma has fallen, now Drona has fallen, Karna has fallen, now Shalya has fallen, one after the other. And he would be lamenting, oh, Abhimanyu has fallen, I'm so sorry to hear this young boy. And again, Sanjaya said, that's your fault, you're lamenting, it's your fault. Why are you lamenting now? So many, this is caused because you allowed this kind of match to take place, because you allowed your son to insult the Pandavas, to plot against them. It's all your fault, again and again and again. It's your fault. Don't be sorry now. It's your fault. Very harsh, but true. Dhritarashtra at the end of life, what did he have to do but lament? But instead, he's still trying to enjoy. He himself was the cause of so much distress. And still, he's thinking, anyway, what to do? I'll sit here and I'll eat something and I'll listen to some music. I live here. Still trying to enjoy. So much attached to enjoyment. Trying to enjoy this material situation. Just see how strong Maya is. There's nothing left for him to enjoy. Physically, socially, it's humiliated. Nothing to enjoy. Still he's thinking, let me try to enjoy this world. Prabhupada explained that everyone is so much attached to their material situation that if you take the worm out of stool, he won't think, thank you very much. He'll think, why are you doing? It's my stool. I live here. It's my home. It's my right. I've lived here all my life. It's very nice stool. It tastes very good. It's the best stool. What are you doing? Organize a protest immediately. It's my stool. He's attached. Everyone is attached. So I think we're all attached to our own stool. We're all attached to our bodies, bag of stool. Today is my birthday. I told to my temple president when I was 20 years old. How many years old is your bag of stool? And very kindly cut my vision. Still we're attached to bags of stool. Very nice bag. But even the bag at age 20 it might look a little bit nice. But as it gets older, that doesn't even look nice. But still we try to put some color in the hair. If there's no hair, go to some quack or tell you you can rub this oil and they'll get some new hair. And put on lipstick and makeup and some do yoga, stay young, vitamin E tablets, so many things. Stay young, enjoy. It's all going to be finished soon. Dhritarashtra is being advised. We're all being advised. It's not going to last long. Whatever we think we've got, it's not going to last long. Whatever we're attached to. Prabhupada writes that even a sannyasi can be attached to his water pump. Material attachment. He can be attached to our dhotis, our underwear. The story is there, Ramanuja Acharya. All his sannyasis, and then Ramanuja, he arranged for all their copings to be stolen. They're all upset. Who stole our copings? It's only a piece of cloth. They're all upset. We all have our attachments. When are we going to give them up? We're all aging. Dhritarashtra. Dhritarashtra knew Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He knew what is right, but he had no strength to do. He is so weak, he couldn't even think what is the right thing to do. He was just simply living in the palace. He didn't think that I should get out of here. This is the place of my attachment. I should go away from it. Cut my attachment. He didn't even think till Vidura came. And Vidura, he knew that it's not just a matter of telling Dhritarashtra, well, why don't you just go to the forest? So you have to cut his attachment. Strong words. So, Koto Nidra Jao Maya Pisa Chirako. How long are we going to go on maintaining our attachments, nourishing our attachments, pouring water on the material attachments? We do it all the time. Nourishing the plant of material attachment that strangles the bhakti lata, the creeper of devotion, that cannot grow properly. If we have material attachments, we cannot be attached to Krishna. If we're attached to Krishnetara, everything that's conceived of not having a relationship with Krishna, there's nothing but Krishna. But we think of something separate to Krishna. I just have little enjoyment on the side. We're thinking. But that little enjoyment, Prabhupada said, if we're attached even to eating one sweet bowl, then we have to come back to this material world to eat it. How is it possible to get rid of all these attachments? We have to start, we have to begin, how to give up our attachments. For most people it's advised to give up our attachments, we should also cultivate. That sounds contradictory. But if one is prematurely trying to cut all attachments, then it may be that he'll become more attached. If one prematurely tries to renounce everything, now I'll give up all my attachments. And usually what happens is people, they try for a short time and then they again fall into more degradation. So generally it's advised that one should recognize the attachments and live with them in a manner that the attachments can gradually be cut. That means to adopt grihastha, in which the recognizing attachments are there, but at the same time cultivating detachment. Especially this cultivating detachment means one should follow the rules and regulations of devotional life. And especially hear from sadhus who their only duty, as Srila Bhakti Sanjay Thakur said, the only duty of sadhus is to cut the attachments by their sharp words, unpleasant words. Unpleasant. Actually should be pleasant. But because we're thinking this material world is pleasant, and when we hear it's not pleasant, and when we hear it's unpleasant, it seems unpleasant to us. It actually should be very pleasant to hear. But we are taking pleasure in that which is unpleasant. Not having information of or attachment to that which is our real self-interest. We are upaswadparayana, attached to that which is contradictory to our real self-interest. So we should hear, go on hearing. Hear Bhagavatam. In Bhagavatam, there are so many unpleasant information. Unpleasant means should be pleasant, but if we consider, it's very unpleasant to hear. Ato priya kshetra sutata vitam janasya mohoya mahamma meti. We are tied up in this material world, the hard knot on the heart, vidya granti, tied up by the concept of I, me, and mine, considered in terms of home, family, wife, children, money, friends. Dhritarashtra is an example. So many examples. Prabhupada said, there was only one Dhritarashtra. Now, in every home, there are at least a few of them. There are so many Dhritarashtras. Dhritarashtra is in the sense of being materially attached. But they're not so fortunate as Dhritarashtra that they know who is Krishna. They didn't have association with Krishna. They're not interested in Krishna. They're not so fortunate that they have Vidura to come and tell them, why are you so attached? Give it up. Become attached to Krishna. So devotees' duty is to be Vidura, not Dhritarashtra. Duty of devotees is to take the role of Vidura. He's also Grihastha. But he wasn't bewildered, as with Dhritarashtra. The devotees, they have the duty to go door to door, house to house, and tell people, why are you so attached? Get out of this home. Surrender to Krishna. Not a very easy task. You might even get arrested. Try it. Of course, we can give these books door to door. Extraordinary books, not ordinary books. Prabhupada wanted that these books, the Sanskrit would be inside. Devanagari script. Why? To show this is original Shastra. It's not an ordinary book. They tell people, it's a nice book, this, that. And they'll open up the book and they'll say, they'll find out, I'm Dhritarashtra. And attached to this material world. Every devotee should follow in the footsteps of Vidura. Time up. Please finish. Alright. Let us all finish our material attachments. It's easy to say. It's easy to sit here and say, give up material attachments. But unless I say it, how am I going to give up my own material attachment? Yeah. So let us at least cultivate giving up material attachments. Cultivate means some practical activity has to be there. Not, for instance, indulging in upaswara, watching TV, listening to karmi music, or even dovetailing our Krishna consciousness with material things. There's so many, there's another subject. Anyway, time is up. Time is up for Dhritarashtra. Now or never. It's up for us too. We don't have much time. So, Hare Krishna. I'm looking for YSHSD and asking him if I can take a question or two. Let's sign this. YSHSD means Hari Shari. Well, if he's gone, then he can't tell me off. He's gone all the time. So if there's any questions, I can take it. If anyone wants to.
this lady question at the
end.
Yeah, there's a... I would like to express my feelings when I hear you talking, and like you said, that we are all attached to our bag of stool, you know. I just feel like going to the Ganga and drowning, you know, committing suicide. Well, I'm sorry, but just I want to express it to you. You know, every morning when I take a shower and I prepare myself to come here to the temple, I put tilak on my body, you know. What I'm thinking is I'm decorating my body because this is a temple. Because I heard, it's not my own confession, I heard that, you know, my guru or Shri Prabhupada. So I'm just, you know, I just want to express that, you know, for me it's such a contradiction, you know. My body is the
Your body is fully engaged in Krishna's service, so it is fully spiritual. It is not a bad mistake. I'm speaking from my own self-glorification. Sorry if I'm telling you. My body is simply first. When I said we, I should have said I. Sorry.
What is the source of
Hridaya Durbalya? What is the source
of Hridaya Durbalya? How to overcome it?
Yes, how to overcome it. Well, the source of Hridaya Durbalya, the source of everything inauspicious, is Hridaya Durbalya, said Krishna. So, actually, we should have Hridaya Sabalya, full of strength. So how to overcome it? Well, let Krishna tell us in Bhagavad Gita that by getting knowledge, we get strength. Jahi Shatrum Mahabaho. We can get strength by understanding what is our actual situation. So by knowledge, we get strength. By satsanga, and by satsanga means sadhus will give the knowledge what is correct, and by that personal example, you'll get the inspiration to overcome weakness of heart. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.
Krishna.